By listening to this show, you agree to the following terms. You understand that Comedy Forecast, hereafter referred to as Comedy Forecast, retains the right to recall any and all failed jokes simply by referring to them as beta. You may not translate this show into any other language, except possibly C#, because that would be awesome. You may not retransmit this show without the expressed written consent of Major League Baseball. Comedy Forecast warrants this show to be free of defects for the first 60 days. You are licensed to listen with a single set of ears. You are also required to recommend the show to all your friends, blog favorably about it, link to it, and get a Comedy Forecast tattoo. And above all, you must pay strict attention to the host and do everything that Oh, never mind. Just enjoy the show.
You're listening to Comedy Forecast.
Brought to you by Dill, you know, like the pickles, domains.com.
Well, I'm finally done traveling for a while. My next trip isn't until Minneapolis in October. Minnesota in the fall. Now, I think it will be awesome to experience Hoth firsthand. But really, over the past few weeks, I've flown to Los Angeles, Denver, Vegas, Atlanta. So people say to me, gosh, you must have some really great travel advice. Where the heck do I live? But my only advice to people is to always take the aisle seat on the plane. It has 20% more legroom. Yeah, it's called the aisle. And each of these trips means another pass through the metal detector at airport security. I tell you, I feel like I've been scanned more times than the Enterprise. The poor Enterprise. She was always being scanned, wasn't she? Oh, but did I tell you? I came up with a brilliant solution for that. Sure. When the Klingons come in and they've got their cloaking device going and everything, you'll hear, Captain Loth, we cannot scan the Federation ship.
Why not?
It appears to be wearing a tinfoil hat. Ha ha, see? Brilliant. Now, if someone knows J.J. Abrams and can get that to him, that would be awesome. Anyway, right now I'm home. So last night I decided to just kick back, relax, and watch a little TV. Which is odd because I also have a big TV, which is much easier to see. It doesn't matter because 5 minutes into it, I heard something that made me go, ugh. It was this scene where there were two guys at this pool party. Well, it might have been a pool party, might have been a gang fight, might have been a debate meet, I don't know. But anyway, these two guys are mixing it up. And one guy says, hey man, you're just lucky my chick is here, man. Otherwise I'd,
you'd what?
And I thought to myself, if you had just shut up for 2 more seconds, he would have told you what. You wouldn't have to guess. He was going to, you know, not only was it rude to interrupt, but it also prevented you from getting the vital information you obviously wanted. You know, and it's such a cliche too. And I think that's the problem. We tend to overuse cliches. What we need are some fresh, new, unused cliches. Have the villain go,
you're dealing with powers you can't possibly comprehend. Unless, of course, you download the PDF of the instruction manual.
No, really, it's pretty good, and there's some pretty funny graphics in there, too. You should check it out.
By the way, a show of hands, when someone says, so kick back, relax, and enjoy, how many of you people actually kick back? And what exactly does that mean to kick back? It doesn't sound relaxing to me. It sounds like an awful lot of work. Maybe I'm just overtired and cranky. I'm going to go unpack my suitcase. The good news is I figured that if I add in the stuff from this trip, I've got enough hotel soap, shampoo, conditioner, notepads, pens, coffee packets, and laundry bags to last me until June. What? What? Look, I left the alarm clock. I think. Maybe I should check. I'll get back to you on that one.
If you're looking to pick up a domain name, how did you drop it? Your first step should always be to type in dilldomains.com. That's right. Dill, you know, like the pickles, domains.com has great prices on domain name registration starting at $9.85. They can also help you with spam-free email, web traffic and marketing, and more. Remember, that's dill, like the pickles, domains.com.
Now take a few minutes to relax with Clinton after the episode.
Well, as Adam just said, this is Clinton, and welcome to, or welcome back to, the after the episode portion of Comedy Forecast. And it really is good to be home. Although I did have a blast down at Dragon Con in Atlanta. It was my first time back there since 2005. Always a good time. And while I was down there, I attended not one, but two award ceremonies, the Parsec Awards and the Podcast Peer Awards, both for podcasting. And to make that trilogy complete, in the middle of this month, I think it's the 15th, nominations begin in the Podcast Awards, located at podcastawards.com. Once the nominations are open, feel free to go there and nominate any shows that you think might be worthy of a... Oh, my modesty. Anyway, let's move on. The other day, I got this very interesting email. Hi, Clinton. I'm Nell Huan from Shanghai, China, and I am a fan of your wonderful shows. I always download them into my MP3 so that I can be cheered up during my way to work every day on the shuttle bus. Even if, as a Chinese, I cannot understand all the contents because of my poor English. No, that's probably my poor English. But I'm still trying and getting improved. I like you, Danny, Jake, Lenny, and especially the talking camera. The camera is a her, right? I like when she and Danny are doing things as partners. Well, I don't know if the camera actually has a gender. I believe there's a switch on the camera to go from male to female modes. Make of that what you will. The letter goes on to say, by the way, I was kind of hoping that you could talk about something of the 2008 Olympic Games held in Beijing because it's such a big event and I'm really proud of it. Maybe just something concerning sports will be an enjoyable piece for me. Anyway, thanks for bringing me the joy across the sea. Keep up the great work. Best wishes, Nell Huan. Well, unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to see the Olympics. I was traveling pretty much the entire time the Olympics were on. So either I was at a convention or I was in an airport on an airplane taking shampoo and soap out of a hotel room, something like that. So we will see if we can get something on about sports, though. That could be quite interesting. And now a part of the show I'm sure a lot of you are waiting for, the latest update on the virtual table of random things. If you're new to the show, you're probably going, the who's you what's of the how's you where? What we've done is we've set up a virtual table over at comedyforecast.com. And the goal is for people to put very random things on this table, and people then come along and say they want to take things off the table. Very weird, very strange, very Comedy Forecast. So let's get to the first email. Biggin at Work says, I would like to drop off a crust from a peanut butter and banana sandwich. Well done. I would like to take the light up spoons. If anyone drops off some dried off markers, save them for me. Well, we can't save things for you. You have to come along and claim them. That's just the way the table works. Richie Rich wrote in with, I'd like to place the following, a fresh pickle with the word podcast painted on it. Thanks for keeping me laughing each week. Well, Richie, thanks for not sending me a check for $1 million. The Undecided decided to leave a shattered light bulb on the table of random things. So if you virtually pick that up, you might get a virtual cut. Scott from Texas wrote in to say, howdy! No, really, it says right there, howdy, Scott from Texas. I would like to add a scan of an autograph that I got from the Sith Lord of all Sith Lords. Wow, what a Daffy Duck. Sith Lord of all Darth Vader himself, circa early 1980s. And if you go over to comedyforecast.com, click on the link at the top of the homepage to the virtual table, there's a link so you can actually see the scan of the autograph. Scott from Texas goes on, if the large plastic microphone from Greg is one of those that makes the springy echo effect, then I want it. Since the autograph will be in such high demand, I will need to take something else too for compensation. Scott from Texas, you are making up your own rules. Dan, I like that. How about half a handful of the LED light-up spoons from Jeff, assuming they are of the Star Wars ones? Ah, what the heck. I'll take them if they even are the Indiana Jones ones. And they are virtually on their way to you. Next up, Roberta emailed in to say, "Hello, I could really use the pillowcase, so if that's still available, I would like that." And Roberta, you now have that. And Roberta is kind enough to say, "I would also like to add a pink highlighter, a purple koosh ball, a small binder clip, a box of staples, and 3 sugar packets." And in our last email, Leon wrote in to say, "I would like to leave a plastic bag full of soda can pull tabs and a ripped phone book that only has the pages for M through R. Talk about random, talk about random. Could you please send me the light up LED spoons?" Wow, that is 3 people that wanted those LED light up spoons, so I think they are virtually all gone. And finally, we've come to a very sad call that came in on the super secret phone line. It's regarding an object that had been placed on the virtual table of random things.
"Hey, Clinton. You know, ever since I put my Motorola cell phone on the table of random things... Oh, wait a second. Can you put some violin music underneath this? I think it would come across better. Let me try again. Clinton, ever since I put my Motorola cell phone on the table of random things, life's been hard. I used to be able to make a call and with authority say, 'I need that report on my desk in the morning.' Slam! Now the jive is gone. My mojo's in the ditch. Can you help me out? Just listen."
See, the sad thing is, someone already picked up the phone. So I'm not sure what to do. There's other stuff on the table. I don't know, maybe you could fashion a crude phone out of the stuff like the professor did on Gilligan's Island? Dude, give me a call. Tell me what you want to do. Remember, you can always get in touch by emailing comedyforecast, and that's with the number 4, at gmail.com, or by calling the, is anyone listening? The super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. Any questions, visit comedyforecast.com. Well, that just about does it for now, and I'll talk to you next time. Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes,
leave a comment,
Zune Marketplace,
Zune me baby,
Podcast Pickle,
add us as a favorite,
and blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.